Sometimes bewildered, and following the principles of devotional service. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created this situation has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj admitted frankly, "My dear teachers, you wrongly think that Lord Vishnu is your enemy, but because he is favorable toward me, I understand that he is a friend of everyone. You may think I have taken the side of your enemy, but factually, he has bestowed a great favor upon me." Gurudeva Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha. Somehow, I don't know how, perhaps because we spent the last month in Vrindavan doing Govardhan Pradhanam chanting, but somehow, by some good fortune, we've gotten to come here today to Punjabi Bhavan, this very, very special temple with some of our very special Vaishnavas. Somehow Krishna's being very kind to us. I'd like to ask all of you a couple of questions. How many of you are going out regularly for the marathon to distribute books? Raise your hand. Anyone who's going out for distribution of books, raise your hand. Okay. And anyone who's staying back and specifically doing services to help that marathon, raise your hand. So this temple is very famous, this book distribution. And this verse today is a very appropriate verse to contemplate in this regard. Prahlad Maharaj is speaking to Sangha and Amarka, his so-called teachers who are employed by his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, to give him some so-called education. And he describes their intelligence as a moody beer. Bad intelligence. The dull-headed fellows. Why? He says that they can't understand the ratvaya anakramano nirupyate. They can't understand the proper instructions of the Vedic literatures for Krishna. And they're seeing some persons as their friend and some persons as their enemy. In a similar way, when we go out to try to please Krishna, try to please Srila Prabhupada by distributing books and by trying to help people in this world, even though we're going there to try to help them, some people will see you as a friend, some people will see you as an enemy. Yesterday morning we gave a class in Fire Department. And I told the story about how I was once distributing books in one parking lot in Los Angeles. It's not always so easy to distribute books. I'd given someone a book and I was talking to him about it, a nice man. And suddenly out of the corner of my eye, I saw a fist coming. Some man that I'd never met before, I'd never talked to. He didn't know me, he just saw me distributing books, and he decided I was the enemy. And it was very bad that I was distributing books. And he came and just started beating me. It was very good mercy. I received some very good purification that day. Krishna was testing me to see how sincere really is. So we got some chance to show something to Krishna. So sometimes people, they consider us to be their enemies, when actually we're their friends. Sangha Namarka, they consider Prahlad Maharaj to be their enemy. Even Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, considers Prahlad to be his enemy. Udare apanapanam natmanam avasadaya atmaiva yakmano pandur atmaiva ripar atmanaha. We have to learn to control the mind. The mind can be our friend, the mind can be our enemy. And it's this wicked mind which designates someone as Maitra, friend, someone as Ripu, someone as enemy. In the 11th canto, the Bhagavatam, that's described very nice verse, very similar to this verse today. Tantanurjayam Satram Asaya Vegam Aruntudam Tanna Vijinchike Chit Kavanti Sadvigraham Atramajar Mitrahudasina Ripundimudaha. He speaks about Durjayam Satru, an enemy which is very, very difficult to conquer. And an enemy is Saya Vega, whose urges, Aruntudam Dana, the Chichike Chip, they torment the heart for people who doesn't conquer this enemy. And who is this enemy? This enemy is our mind. And if we don't conquer this mind, then we become bewildered. Kurvanti Sadvigraham. And in Sadvigraham, we create useless quarrel between different persons. And we make designations. Mitra Abhisena, Rupan Vimudaha. This is my friend. This is my enemy. So, Srila Prabhupada is so very kind. He's instructed the devotees that if you love me, you distribute these books. And by doing so, we're associating with Srila Prabhupada. We're getting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It's also something very, very helpful for all of us because we have a very difficult mind to control. And the nature of our uncontrolled mind is we see some people's friends and some people's enemies. And so the perfect medicine for that is distribution. You have to go out and you have to see everyone, not as a friend, not as an enemy, but you see them as a spirit soul. If you don't do that, you can't do this service. But Gita Samadarshana, you want to distribute Gitas, but Gita Pandit is someone who's Samadarshi, who sees everyone in an equal way. He doesn't favor, oh, this person looks very wealthy, he'll give me something, this other person doesn't look good, why will I give to him? When we do yajna for the pleasure of Vishnu, yajnavai Vishnu, we have to treat everyone in an equal way. Because Krishna, he's the father of all living entities. We recently printed a magazine, Krishna Katamita. This is about Mahaprasad. And herein, there's a very interesting story that I'd like to tell you today. Yudhishthira Maharaj was once doing a sacrifice. The story is the Jaimini Mahabharata. And before he began that Rajasuya Yajna, he called for Krishna and he said, my dear Krishna, we want to do this Yajna, but this Yajna, we want to make it successful. We want to do a Gita Yajna. We want to distribute books. We want this Yajna to be successful. So how will this Yajna be successful? And Krishna told him, first, you have to invite all the different Brahmins, Saptarishis, they should do this Yajna. And you should give prasad to everyone. And when you give prasad, this act of mercy, like book distribution, you don't decide who is good, who is bad. Uttama adama kichana bachila. You don't decide who is elevated, who is fallen, who is a worthy recipient, who is not a worthy recipient. But you simply give prasad to everyone. And if you do like this, then your sacrifice will be successful. And Yudhishthira asked, well, how will we know if the sacrifice was actually successful or not? Krishna took his panchajanya kamsha and put it down on a table. And Krishna said that you'll know because at the end of the yajna, if you've done properly, then the kamsha will blow by itself. Okay? So he called for all the Brahmins And every day they were distributing prasad to everyone, to the dogs, to the Brahmins, the Rishis, the Vaishnavas, the common people. Everyone was getting prasadam. They finished the sacrifice, and everyone turned to the conch shell, waiting for it to blow, and nothing happened. And Yudhisthira, he asked Krishna, we did something wrong? Why? The conch wasn't blowing. And then Krishna told him, there's one person that you didn't respect, and because of that, your sacrifice wasn't fulfilled. So if we want to please Krishna by doing a sacrifice, we should see that everyone is Krishna's children. And not that some people are good, some people are bad, some people are friends, some people are enemies. Otherwise our sacrifice won't be fulfilled. Krishna told them, I have one devotee who lives here, shortly outside of Hastinapur. Maybe he was living here in Punjabi Bagh, I don't know. And his name is Swapaksha Valmika. Swapaksha, he was born in a dog low caste family. His name is Swapaksha Valmika. And you should invite him to the palace and give him prasad, because you didn't give him prasad. So then Yudhisthira sent Bheem and Arjuna. And they arrived in a small kutir, maybe this very place. And when that sadhu saw that Bheem and Arjuna had come, they said, hey, Yudhisthira sent us to speak to you. You're Swapaksha Valmika? Yes, that's me. He said, but why did you come? You could have sent the Dohini. You could have sent some bungi, some street sweeper, or some messenger. Why are you coming? Bheem and Arjuna? It's not appropriate. He said, no. We didn't respect you. We had this yajna. We didn't give you prasad. Please forgive us. And as Swapaksha Valmika said, no, I was taking prasad every day. Very nice. He said, when the Brahmins finished taking their prasad and they threw their plates in a pile, and the dogs were going to eat from it, I was going there amongst the dogs. And I would take that plate and I would take their rajista. I was getting prasad. No problem. And Bheem said, no, this is not good. You have to come with us to the palace of Yudhisthira. And that's Swapaksha Valmika. I can't go to the palace. I'm a Swapaksha. I can't do that. And Bheem became a little annoyed finally. He said, look, Yudhisthira said, you're coming to the palace, so come. You can't argue with Bheem. He said, okay. So he came to the palace, and Draupadi personally cooked. Nice day. Draupadi cooked over 100 preparations. Draupadi, she's a partial expansion of Lakshmi Devi. Very nice preparations. So that's Swapaksha Valmika. He said, when they served him that food, he said, is this prasadam? She said, yes. In our house, before we eat anything, we first offer it to Krishna. I said, okay. We offer panas, we offer the basis to the prasad. And then while everybody was standing there watching him, he did something very strange. He started mixing all the prasadam together. There was some nice sweet rice, and there was bitter melon, and there was dal, and there was spinach. He was mixing everything together. And then he started eating it. And Draupadi, who cooked all day long, she was watching that. She wasn't very happy. And then Swapaksha Valmika, he finished the prasad. The basis is again, he got up and left. And then everyone turned to the conch shell. And nothing happened. The conch shell didn't blow. So Yudhisthira said, Krishna, what are we doing wrong now? You told us we didn't respect this Swapaksha Valmika, so we invited him. And we gave him prasad, he cooked over 100 preps. But still the conch shell's not blowing. Krishna said, somebody here did some aparad to that Swapaksha Valmika. And that's why it's not blowing. Yudhisthira became very angry. He called for everyone in the palace. Ah! Who did aparad to that devotee? Not me. No. finally, Draupadi, she stepped forward and she said, I didn't say anything. She said, but I was thinking in my mind, really, he's a Supaksha. He doesn't know how to honor Prasadam. He's taking so many different items, and he's mixing the sweet rice, and the dal, and spinach, and lajanas, and bitter melon, and everything he's mixing together. This is not good. So then Krishna said, you should call for him again. He called for that Supaksha. Krishna asked him, so why did you do this? Why did you mix all this prasad together and eat it like this? And that sadhu, he said, they told me that it was prasad. They told me it had been offered to you. It was meant for your pleasure. If I were to eat it and eat different preparations, then I might like the rasgullas more than I like the dal. I might like one preparation better than another, and then I'll do some aparat. Because it's not that one is better than the other, it's prasadam. All of them are equally wonderful. And then he left. Well, at this point, some of you may ask a question. You may say, I've never seen any Christian Prabhu mix all of his prasadam. Like that. We've never heard of Srila Gopal Krishnamurti doing like that. We've never heard of Srila Prabhupada doing that. We've never heard of any of our acharyas doing like that. And I think if you did this in the Sunday Feast program, it wouldn't be very popular. There's a nice verse from the Brahma Purana. Krishna tells Lord Brahma how he eats. Like, this is how Krishna eats. Naidekam padato nyastam drisvaiva sukritam maya bhaktasya rasanagrena rasam ashnami padmaja. He says that I accept food when people place it before me, like on the altar. Without even Raman, he put a plate in front of me, ring a bell. He says, I accept it then, but I taste it. I taste it to the mouths of my devotees. So when we take prasadam, it's prasad seva. We're doing service on behalf of Krishna, and we should taste and relish different items. Or if you have a mood like this Supaksha Valmika, then you can mix everything together. It's up to you. So we should understand that real sacrifice means that we see everyone in an equal way. And it's not that we favor one person and we neglect another person. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes book distribution. He's describing actually about writing. But writing is also book distribution. Jari hoi raga desh, tahan hoi avesh, sahaja vastu na jalikana, sahaja vastu na jalikana. I can't likana, I can't write sahaja vastu, the simple truth. If jari hoi raga desh, tahan hoi avesh, if I see some raga dvesh, I like this person, I don't like this person, then I can't distribute the absolute truth. This is our real purpose. Our real purpose in distributing these books is not just to have a big score, be number one. Our purpose is not just to collect money. We're not businessmen. Srila Prabhupada once said, we don't need money. Krishna will provide, Krishna will provide. Krishna takes care of us. We don't need money from people, but we want to help people. We want to give people some opportunity to perfect their lives because people are lost. They don't understand how to save themselves in this situation. So we have to give mercy. And we want to join with the members of the Panchatattva and giving mercy. And it's described by Kaviraj Goswami how they were distributing their mercy. I'll sing this in contemporary Christian response. Patra patra vicha nahi nahi sa nasra to give mercy to everyone. And by so doing, they're so very, very dear to Krishna. So Janak Maharaj, he said that by staying here, these people are getting some relief and they're feeling some happiness. So for me, this is better than the spiritual world. I'd rather stay here. We can't imitate that. When he heard this, Yamaraj, he said, Janak Maharaj, you don't understand who's here. You don't know what these people like. He said, this one over here, this one, he had sex with his friend's wife who came and confided in him. And because of that, I'm going to have him roasted alive on an iron stake for thousands of years. Stick an iron rod through his body, turn him over a fire because he did this thing. And then afterwards, he'll be born again as a pig. And then when he finally takes birth again as a human being, he'll be a eunuch. He won't have any genitals. And he said, and this one over here, he repeatedly raped the wife of another man. So he's going to be roasted in Rorava for 100 years. And this one, he stole the wealth of others and enjoyed it. So we're going to cut off his hands and cook him out of puss and blood. This one here didn't honor, even with sweet words, a guest who came to him who was hungry. So he'll be dropped in the Tamishra hell, which is full of fire, and bees will torment him for 100 years there. And then he spoke about another two fellows. Ayandaram parasyo chayar nindam kurvan lajjita ayam apyashrinokarno prerayan bahusastatam. This shameless fellow here was criticizing other people. And so for that, I'm going to throw him into a dark well. And the person next to him, what did he do? He was listening to that criticism. Oh, very interesting. Very, very interesting, Natal. This is the nature of demons. Like Sanda and Marka, they think Prahlad is his enemy. They think Hiranyakashipu is their friend. They designate some persons as friends, some persons as enemies, and then they listen to criticism of other people. And for that, they'll go to hell. So he pointed out so many different sinful persons, and then Yamaraj became quiet. Janak Maharaj began crying. Tears were pouring down his face. And that great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, he said, Yamaraj, you tell me, how can these miserable beings become free from hell? How can they attain happiness? And Yamaraj, he said, it's not possible. They never worshiped Lord Vishnu. They never came to Punjabi Bagh temple. They never bought a book from anyone. They never chanted or danced in the Hari Nam party. They never took prasadam. They've done so many terrible, sinful things. How can they be free? And Janak Maharaj said, there must be some way. You know so much, you're Dharmaraj, you tell me. And Yamaraj thought for a moment. And he said, well, there's one thing. He said, one day, you used to get up every day, and every day you would chant the name of Ram, Ram, and you would get up in the morning. If you give them the benefit of just one of those names of Lord Ram that you chanted, then they'll become free from hell. And when Janak heard those words, he said, let all these people get the benefit earned by me from chanting the names of Lord Ram. As soon as he said that, then all those people were immediately freed from their suffering condition. And the Pava Purana says, Paramam Padam, they achieved the topmost destination. They all went to the spiritual world. This is Bhaktisharish. This is preaching. This is the mood of a Vaishnava. That we should see, we should have compassion for everyone. And if you think like this, it's good for them, but it's good for you. We need to give up this attitude, this is my friend, this is my enemy. We should learn to love and respect all living entities. That's the nature of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is someone who gives respect to everyone. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Ese Vaishnava Dharma Sabare Dronati Saitama Vaji Jayate. Respects to them. That's book distribution. Book distribution doesn't mean that, oh, I'm going to give you some mercy because you're really the scum of the earth. Huh? You're really a nasty fellow, but I'm so elevated, I'm so merciful and so kind, I'll give you my asirvad and here you take this book. That's not book distribution. Book distribution means that we go to everyone and we fall at their feet. And beg them, you please take this. You take this book. You take this mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote in one article in Harman's magazine, the method of Sri Gaurasundar is that as soon as a person has found his spiritual nature due to the causeless mercy of a bona fide devotee, he should give up all other occupations and just full-time chant the name of Krishna. This is what all of you are doing. And then he says that person should go door to door chanting the holy name in a loud voice so that he can be heard by everyone. He says that Krishna should be sold, should be given as a free gift at the door of all the sleeping people in this world so that Krishna has a chance of being heard by even the most nasty, egotistical persons. In this way, Krishna goes down on his knees to get the slightest recognition of his own existence. So Bhaktisiddhanta said, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's coming and getting down on his knees and begging people to recognize Krishna, to chant. And so we're being given such a wonderful opportunity that we can have some opportunity to purify ourselves, these dualities, saying this is friend, this is enemy, and getting the opportunity to distribute the mercy of the Lord. So all of you, in that sense, you're Krishna Kripa Patra. You're the embodiment, the abode of Krishna's mercy. And you'll get mercy in this way by going and trying to distribute this mercy. So this is a great opportunity. Please don't think this is some kind of drudgery, some kind of difficult thing they're trying to push us to do. The temple is trying to make some money. The temple doesn't need money. We have someone who will take very good care of us. It's no problem. But this is an opportunity for all of you to go out and become Krishna's instrument and give mercy and thereby get mercy. So I would humbly encourage all of you to go out for this marathon. And if you're not going out, then you assist in some way. You think about this. You help the devotees who are going out. You think that I'm bathing the deities, I'm staying back and cooking for the devotees, I'm cleaning, I'm doing this or that. And in this way, it's helping people to get these books. Otherwise, these people, their lives are so misfortunate. They're going to go to hell. But we can save them. And maybe you're not doing a book distribution marathon, maybe you're working with them, something. Then you take one book. Or you take five books. You tell you take one book and give that book to someone. You take part in this thing. Be very supportive of this. And you'll get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll stop there. Grantarashima Bhagavatam Ki Shiva Kumara Ki Samaveda Bhakti.